I would like to begin by acknowledging the traditional custodians of the land on which we meet today, the Arakwal people of the Bundjalung Nation, and pay my respects to the elders past, present, and emerging. Are you ready to win at the game of life? Well, throw out that rule book and get down to the business of being the best and most authentic version of you. Welcome to the Human Design Podcast. We're changing the rules around success, abundance, purpose, love, and life, where we're creating a planet where everyone can thrive in a world that loves and supports each other. I'm your host, Emma Dunwoody, a qualified master coach, human design expert, podcaster, and entrepreneur that is living the life of my dreams, breaking all the rules while doing it, making a huge impact, and living my design and manifesting miracles on the daily. Join me as I break down and simplify everything you need to live in alignment with your human design, teach you how to recondition your unconscious mind for greatness, and to take back your power so you can manifest your heaven on earth and serve the rest of the planet at the same time. It's time to give up the fear and step into your highest potential, to reach for the stars, to know and live your greatness. It's what you deserve, and it's what the planet really needs from you. So buckle up and enjoy the ride.
Before you get into this transits episode, this is your monthly reminder to go to the show notes and check out the Body Graph Chart software. I know you've heard us talk about this before, so I'll keep this very short and very sweet. But if you want to know the tool that we've used to bring in over 20,000 new leads and five figures in passive revenue into our business, then go check it out. It's amazing. Stop sending people away to other people's websites to get their human design chart. Instead, use this tool to put it on your own website. You won't regret it. And use the code Human Design Podcast, all lowercase, all together, Human Design Podcast, to get 50% off for a year. Okay, that's all from me, and enjoy the transits.
Hey, hey, and welcome everybody to today's episode. I am super excited and, let's be honest, just a little bit nervous to get into today's episode, because if you're following along on YouTube, you're gonna understand that there's something weird going on. Like, who is that person sitting with me on the Transits podcast? Well, we have had a change on the Transits podcast. The incredible, beautiful Jenny Crowther, who I adore, is no longer doing the Transits with me. My business has kind of taken this road down a path that is maybe a little bit more business oriented than the pure human design spirituality. Now, we're still going to be into all the spiritual things. I am pretty confident you have not heard the last of Jenny Crowther over here on the podcast. I still adore her. I massively support everything that she does. And she's done such an incredible job with me, with the transits over the last few years. Was it 2-3 years? So let's just give her a round of applause. I'm just going to give her a little round of applause because I love you. I love you, Jenny. Thank you for everything, you incredible human. Stay tuned, people. We'll put all her links, we'll put all Jenny's links in the show notes to make sure that, just in case you haven't connected with her in other places, you know, she runs retreats, she is all over the place. There's always some way that you can work with the incredible Jenny Crowther. So I don't want you to miss her. Make sure you reach out, you tell her how awesome she is, tell her that you miss her. And we love her so much. She's done such a great job here. Now, the reason that we've had a little bit of a pivot is because, like all good human design experimenters, I am following my strategy and authority. My business itself, we've been experimenting a lot over the last few years. And the thing that not only is closest to my heart as a personal profile, I have to be really conscious of my journey and what lights me up. It's also the closest to your heart, my dear listener, to my HDX community, to my mastermind community, my private clients. And that is really diving more into purpose, abundance, and the freedom to confidently be your authentic self and ultimately create a life, and in many, many cases, a business or a career that supports that. So, with that said, we're taking a new path down the transits road with one of our incredible guest teachers in 2024, who is going to be teaching human design, or marketing with human design inside HDX. So if you want to join that, you can check out the links in the show notes. But ultimately, Yvette Mayer is someone I have known for so many years. In fact, we've had so much of our lives always been a little bit of a sliding doors moment. Like we've kind of been in the same place at the same time, but just not quite connected, whether it's in our advertising career or where we lived in Sydney and Balmain or whatever, until one day a friend of mine and Yvette's sister-in-law ultimately put us in the same room, and it's been, you know, we've been business besties ever since. So welcome, Yvette Mayer, to the podcast.
Wow. I'm so excited to be here. I have to say that I know I am filling some huge shoes in Jenny Crowther, and I have been somebody who has tuned into the transits every month for the years preceding. And I am very, very, very excited about this new chapter for us together, whilst also, as I said, realizing big shoes. And I hope in time the beautiful listeners out there get to love this different style of energy and shifting of direction in the type of content we're talking about in the transits episodes, because we have a hell of a lot of magic to share. And I think this is going to be so much fun. So thank you, Emma. I'm really grateful for the opportunity. And can't wait to dive in.
It's going to be super fun. And so I love that you also just acknowledged, you know, big shoes. We do have big shoes to fill. Jenny Crowther is an incredible human. She's great at what she does. And yes, we are going to, Yvette and I have been kind of just talking back and forward, like what specifically do we want to focus on? You know, one of the things I said to her is I'm like, well, I feel like Gate 55 has been one of my greatest teachers, you know, all about abundance. So can we talk about that? And, you know, we've kind of talked about, because Yvette already focuses on CERT, on the sun and on Mercury for marketing, you know, we're going to go down a couple of different roads with our focus with the Transits podcast. So hang in there with us. Let us know how you think we're going and how we're supporting you. And of course, also let us know if there's something else you'd like to hear from us as we embark on this new experiment. Now, before we actually talk about transits, Yvette, it's super, super important that you actually tell everyone, what is your human design?
Oh, well, I have a very interesting design. I am a generator, but I am something of a demi-reflector as well, christened by Emma. And if you want to go back in time, episode 71, I believe, was when we talked about my demi-reflectorness. So I have only two channels. I have the sacral and the G center, but they're both unconscious. So very open chart, lots of open space. And I am a sacral generator, very governed by my gut feel. And I am a 5-1, which I will admit is the part of my profile that excites me the most.
Well, I do feel like Jenny's a 5-1, Taylor's a 5-1. To have you here as a 5-1, I'm not surprised. I definitely have a little bit of a crush on you guys. I feel like you're a little bit amazing and invincible and crazy, you know, awesome. And for the listeners out there, if you've been around for a long time, you've probably heard me tell this story, but I'm going to tell it again, because often you'll hear me say, you know, you've got to be careful about type. Okay, because type can kind of just shove people into a box, and maybe it doesn't resonate. Maybe it even directs you in the wrong, you know, heads you in the wrong direction. And it's actually a vet's chart that was the thing for me that made me realize how important definition is, not type, definition. Because I remember sitting with my mentor, Kim, and I can't remember what specifically Yvette had asked me about, but she had a very specific question. And I was sitting there with Kim going through Yvette's chart, and I'm like, this is the question. And I'm like, I can't quite see what the answer is. And I remember Kim just looking over and looking at her chart and going, oh, well, her definition's undefined, so she probably doesn't even know. And I'm like, what now? So does that mean she's probably responding to life a lot like a reflector? And Kim, I remember Kim, she looked up to the right. Yeah. And I remember thinking, wow, because, you know, generators are kind of told, like, you're going to have all of this energy and you have all this consistent energy and you get this and you get that, da, da, da. But really, when we break it down to real definition, that's when we get to the truth of what really we're designed to do and how our energy works. And I remember saying to Yvette when we were having our unpack, I was like, so you actually probably feel like you're in a washing machine most of the time because you've got everybody else's energy and you're taking it in, you're amplifying it and you're reflecting it back. So it's just like a lot of other people's energy. And she was just like, yeah, huh? Yeah. Does that resonate? Do you remember that?
Yeah, yeah, totally. And then we got into the whole topic about how what I'd, and it was a permission slip, but also a self-awareness piece around the fact that I had spent my life shifting who I am to meet the needs of the other person.
Yeah.
Because that was my natural inclination to reflect back whatever was needed in any given environment. But I've learned that that was maybe less resourceful in the way that that is my natural reaction, but I also appreciate now that there needs to be a little bit more sovereign and boundaries so that I don't leak out too much myself.
Yeah. Yeah, I love that. And, you know, I think that it's so important for all of us to understand our undefined centers, because I know for me personally, you know, I'm an MG, as you all know. I only have four defined centers. So, and I've got the gate 40 in a prominent place. So this whole energy piece and taking on other people's energy is a really big deal for me as well. Even though the original knowledge would have me say, oh, you're fine. You've got three out of the four motors. You'll be sweet. Like, yeah. I'm just not. That's not the way I roll. So it's just super important for people to dive deep. That's why we've created all the things that we've created for you guys. It's why we do this here, doing the transit. So Yvette, do you want to just give everyone a simple overview of like, what are we going to focus on? So how is this specifically different to what we've done in the past?
Totally. Okay, so we are going in the direction of a few different places in the transits because we want you guys as an audience, as humans, to be very able to use this practically, both from a reflective point of view, but also in this is the energy that I'm coming into and what does that mean for me as a human, and maybe what does that mean for me as a business owner, particularly as it pertains to the opportunity space, like where is the expansion for me? Where are the times when abundance is going to flow more effortlessly? Like as a business owner, we can even plan things like when we launch new products and things like that using the transits. So we want to empower you with this to be really attuned to, oh, this isn't just about my life. This is about an opportunity for me as well. So the things that we've talked about that Emma and I have put our heads together, we're definitely going to be talking to you about what's happening with Jupiter. Do you want to give a little bit of insight into what Jupiter means for you, Em?
Well, I think Jupiter, a big player, a thing with Jupiter is it's like it's luck and money, okay? So there's a lot of like simply put, that's a place that we want to be talking about. The other piece for me is Jupiter from my pearl sequence. So ultimately Jupiter plays a big role in your pearl sequence, which is in the gene keys. I have done plenty of podcasts on that. So if you don't know what I'm talking about, go back. We've got a great episode coming up with Elijah Parker, who's another one of our teachers in HDX next year. But for me personally, like understanding Jupiter, understanding my pearl sequence, completely changed my relationship with money. So I feel like this is such a great place because so much of my audience are like, I'm doing all the things, but I'm not making the money. So we really want to do everything we possibly can to get you making the money. So Jupiter is an important place for us to be looking at.
Yeah. So we're going to be doing that. We are also going to be putting a lot of focus on the sun placement. Now, if you've been around a while, you know that the neutrinos account for 70% the sun accounts for 70% really of the energetic frequency that we're in. It's also, as a human, our sun placement on the personality side is very much akin to who we are as a personal brand. And by the way, even if you don't have a business, you absolutely have a personal brand. I mean, we can't escape this in the world of social media that we live in now. And so as the transits move through the sun, we can get a really good understanding of that cosmic background frequency that can help us with our purpose-driven decisions as well. So I think that's going to be a huge part of what we're doing. And then we're going to touch on Mercury, given that Mercury is the channel of communication. So we'll be looking at some insights around, well, what does that mean from an influential communication piece? Like, how is that going to potentially shift the conversations that I'm having this month? What else are we going to do? We're going to also just get into anything else that's like big planetary that's happening, particularly with the outer planets. And that's not an every month thing, but when there are big changes going on, we'll go diving into that as well.
Amazing. Amazing. I love that. And we are going to, as I said at the beginning, we're going to cover off gate 55, like wherever gate 55 is and what we want to, you know, how that's influencing us. I would encourage everyone, if you want to make more money in your life, go get the Gene Keys and read gate 55. Don't get overwhelmed because it's one of the big ones. It's got lots of pages or lots of minutes to listen to. It's so worth it. Okay. So we're going to hang out. And let me just give you a little overview with the 55. The 55 is the gate of abundance. It's the only one of all of the 64 Gene Keys or 64 gates, or at least in the Gene Keys, that has the same gift and the same city, and that's freedom. So what the 55 really teaches us is that abundance comes from freedom, the freedom to be you. So this is everything we talk about in my community, here on the podcast, in HDX, my mastermind, all of it. That, in my opinion, is our purpose. That's why we're here, to be authentically, confidently ourselves, to be free to be ourselves, to create the life that is the most aligned to us. And by default, once we do that, then we serve the planet. And we live in this time where it's so incredibly important that we're serving the planet, because we are literally writing our future. All of us, you guys listening, that's what we're doing right here, right now. So that's 55 is going to be playing along with us as well, because it really is one of our greatest teachers when it comes to freedom, abundance, purpose, all the biggies for us.
All the biggies. So why not, given that that is a beautiful introduction to the 55, why not start with the fact that the 55 is currently in Saturn? It is hanging out in Saturn all through December and January. How has this showed up for you, Emma?
I love this. So as soon as you say that, I'm like, wow, in Saturn. And the first question I had for myself is like, where am I out of alignment with my abundance values? And, you know, the way it's kind of shown up for me is it's that question of what I should do, like with my money, with my energy, with my spirit, versus what is aligned for me to do. So I think that that's really a massive theme, not only with money, but with just being me, you know, like really leaning into that authenticity. That's really how it's been showing up for me, I feel.
Yeah. And I think an abundance mindset at this time of the year, I've been really, I guess, dancing with this faith and trust that you can completely switch off from work during the holidays.
So that's the other thing for me is, exactly what you just talked about is an area that has been highlighted for me in my business, that we're working on, like we're going to the next level, like we've hit a big goal, like we've hit the seven-figure goal in 12 months. And the next step for me, like the next evolution of the business, I've hit all my old stuff, like all my old, I have to hustle to earn money. So that's where it showed up for me. And I was talking to Nikki, who's this incredible human that I talk about a lot on the podcast, the consultant. I'm going to have her on the podcast, everyone. Consultant, coach, mentor that we're working with. And she just like nailed it to the wall. I'm like, oh my God, there's all my old stuff again. So I've literally booked in with an awesome human that I met through HDX. I'm going into hypnosis for the next 6 weeks and I'm going to deal with it. But it's exactly what you were talking about.
Yeah. And it's funny you say that, because I've been working with a woman who's kind of a kinesiologist, but she does these tailored programs. Because in my business as well, things have been really accelerating. And I recognize that, you know, you have to do that inner work to ready yourself for the expansion.
Yeah.
And so I have also, I mean, this has been literally parallel to gate 55. being in Saturn, I've also been doing these sessions with her to really look at, okay, that's you know, they're the big things that I'm still hanging on to that really have to go.
Yep. I second that. That's exactly what's going on for me too. I love it.
Awesome. Well, should we pivot to talking about where we've just come from in what else has been showing up in December?
Sounds great. You lead. Off you go.
Okay, here we go. Awesome. Well, I think the big themes when we move into the sun placement in particular, and we'll talk about some of the others as well, is this sense, and it's, I will say this, Emma and I spoke before this call about the fact that it's like, what came first, the chicken or the egg? Because it's so attuned to kind of the holiday season, how the gates transition through the sun. So what I mean by that is during December, the first couple of weeks, it's kind of like we're still in work mode, early December, right? So gate 9 and then gate 5. So gate of small details, it's really about focusing, it's about being really intentional and holding the frequency of faith that if you keep moving, that it's all going to become very magical. And then we go into gate 9, and I know Emma's smiling because she knows these gates well because they're both part of her design.
I do, yep. I've got 9 and 5, yep.
Yeah. And sorry, I need to flip those. It's 9 and then 5. So the 9 was the small details that comes first, and then into the 5, which is about this consistently showing up even when things feel like they're not working.
Yep, now, that's me all over.
And it's interesting, right, because one of the kind of some of the genesis of us doing this together is I did a YouTube video about gate 5 and I featured Emma because I'm like, she to me is like the biggest inspiration and example of this energy because she just held onto this big vision, mission, faith that she was born to be brilliant. She was here to make a big impact. And it was hard going at times.
Yeah.
You know, we've been biz friends for like 5-6 years now. And so in those early parts of the 5-6 years ago, I was there where it was like
sitting at your dining table, bawling my eyes out, like, what the fuck?
Yeah. Like, I wasn't going to go into that level of information, but
I don't mind. They know me well.
And so to be witness to Emma being from where she was to crying at the dining table and being like, I'm doing everything right, why is it working? To then having huge breakthroughs and ultimately it was this having faith and being patient and just keeping going even when it felt like it sucked until the breakthrough.
Yeah. And strategy and authority, you know, gave me full permission to be like, shut up, head, I'm not listening. My strategy and authority, that's what I'm focusing on. That, you know, really emphasized that 5 energy of mine.
Yeah, absolutely. So, you know, when I contemplated this gate and I shared on my YouTube channel about this energy, I talked about Emma, I sent her the gate, and then that led to Emma saying, do you want to do this transits thing with me? Now, the interesting thing to me is in that moment, I also became the Gate 5 inspiration, right? Because
love it.
I've, on the other side, also been growing my business not as fast as Emma over the last 5 years, and I have shown up so freaking consistently.
Oh, my God, so consistently. You're just a rock star.
Thank you. And, you know, there's been times like a bit over a year ago when I had moments of wanting to throw it all away. And started to shift and move more into human design and marketing, which Emma's been a big part of this whole journey. You know, like she said, she did my chart, 2018. So it's, you know,
I think it was like the third chart or fourth chart. Like it was really early on in my journey too. Like we've been on this together.
Yeah. So then to have, Emma come back to me and say, do you want to do this co-hosting thing with me every month? Like I literally was like, oh my God, this is like such a big breakthrough for me. Of course it happened while the background frequency was gate 5. And it was just one of those serendipitous synchronicity, you can't make this stuff up moments.
Exactly. I love it. And you know, it was really crazy. Like when I checked in with Jenny, and, you know, because it was just Taylor and I just in the background going, not sure what it is, something has to shift. Then your YouTube video came up and I went, oh my God, I think that that's it. Then I speak to Jenny and Jenny's like, that's so weird. Like I felt like it was the end. And, I even just did my, what did she call it? It was like, her swan song. Cause last episode was all the acidic states. It was like, you just can't make this stuff up. And this is what I love is like when you really are aligned and authentic, because the last thing I ever wanted to do was like upset Jenny or not that she would, you know, she's an amazed, evolved human, but everything just happens so perfectly that we're all like, yeah, sweet. We feel the same way. Yep. Good. We're good. Okay, good. Let's just keep moving. Like strategy and authority. Let's just do the thing. So I just think you're so, it's even like that gate five energy is just really held space for the transition as well. Like, yeah, we all just felt like, yeah, that feels correct. So
Amazing. So that was the early month. Then mid-December, it and I think this is this time when we're all like starting to get excited about the fact that it's a very social time. There's lots more
connections. Or I can just hide myself away because I'm an introvert and I can be on holiday.
You can totally do that as well. But it's also like especially if you happen to be a lion two, for example, it's excitement because you're going to get more time in your cave. Like there is definitely this sense of buoyancy that is happening mid-December.
Yep.
And in the chart, we move into the 26 and then the 11. So what I really observed is all this like rush of, okay, before the year finishes, like let's get creative. Let's get our big ideas out there. And if you have a business, maybe that was a time when you felt like, oh, I'm feeling really like I've got a lot to share, a lot of value right now. How am I going to express that in what I'm doing in my
business? You know what's fascinating? I actually noticed loads of people launching new products and all sorts of things. So, that's fascinating just hearing that that's the background energy that was going on.
And look, when you start working with this almost as a, I know this is going on, so I therefore know that people are potentially more receptive because they're feeling this energy too. So what I did during this week was I'm like, right, I need a new offer. This is going to be amazing energy. Everybody's really excited. And, yeah, I used that energy to create just a low-ticket thing that I did, and it just crushed it. So
I love it.
This is stuff that we want to bring to you as listeners as well, because you can also start to say, okay, so that's some energy there that I could take advantage of, knowing that that's in the background.
Yeah. Love that. And you know what? I just have to shout out for all my listeners that don't know Yvette that well yet. You know, Yvette has been like running the show at the biggest agencies, advertising agencies on the planet, like in New York, here in Sydney in Australia. Like what I love about what you've done is you have integrated like the epitome of marketing, like the marketing that millions of dollars is invested into every day, and you've made it so powerful and accessible for all of us, you know, instead of it being this thing that only big advertisers can pay for. So this is why I'm super excited that you're here to share all this with our listeners as well, because it's all your expertise and the energy and the woo and the human design. And
all of it.
All the stuff. Yeah, it's so cool.
And I wouldn't bloody be here if it wasn't for you, Emma. Like you were my gateway into everything human design. It's all because of you. And I also think it's also because human design is about energy and frequency, and that is what we're doing when we're sharing our offers, our business. Like we're literally expressing ourselves to attract people that need what we have to offer.
Exactly.
And that is why when I started to really combine human design and marketing, it was the simplest thing for me to do with my, you know, 30 plus years background in marketing. It's like just such a plug and play, if you like, at least for that's how it felt for me. When I brought them together. And, you know, there's lots of other amazing teachers out there doing similar work as well that are incredible. Not to say that I'm the only one doing this, but it has felt very intuitive, shall we say.
Yeah, it's amazing. And, again, I just love the 5-1 energy. You know, like you guys are freaking rock stars. I just love it.
Well, you know, you have a 5'2", so.
Yeah. I know. Well, you know, the 5's are all a little bit superhuman, right?
Yeah,
I'm just sure. I'll often think with Taylor, right? I'm the messy version, you know, like she's orderly and organized and has all the answers. And I'm like, yeah, I'm as superhuman as she is, man, but I'm just a bit messier. That's all.
But you just go first.
Yeah, exactly. Like, get out of the way. Cool. I'm coming through.
Yeah, I'm going that way. I'm the pioneer. You just catch up.
Yeah,
that's how I
see it. Love it.
Yeah. So that was kind of the mid-month, the 26, the 11, which is the big ideas. And then, of course, we start to shift our energy towards the end of the year and it becomes this much more authentic energy. So as we record this right now, we're in gate 10, all about your being, all mm-hmm. about, you know, connection to self, being authentic.
Love of the self. Love it.
Yeah. Yeah. So is that how you're feeling right now, Em? Are you kind of shifting out of work and into this grounded love?
Definitely. In fact, I've got to say, like there's been some, you know, there's big conversations going on in my life at the moment, and there's a real focus on love of the self, you know, whether it's me or the person that I'm having these conversations with, and it's so powerful. It's such a shift, you know. I think from relationships, you know, like from, let's say, like my parents' generation or even our generation of this whole, like, you're in relationship to serve and be something for the other person. And now I just watched, like, especially this week, and it's something that's been happening in my life for the last few months, but having these conversations of really seeing almost like a window into this new paradigm, like how you can focus on what you want and need. You know, it is about me. However, when it's about me, whether it's my healing or my needs or whatever things, and if it's about the other person and their healing and their needs and whatever it is, how we can become so much stronger in any relationship, no matter what that relationship is. And I feel like that's very gate 10, you know, the love of the self, the being able to be really freaking honest that this is what I want and need. And this is what I can be and give. And that really is the deepest expression of the love of the self, I think.
Totally. And of course, and I hadn't put these two together, my kinesiology appointment that I had this week was about, well, it was actually about love, funnily enough, and communication. And what really came up in that for me, which I've never put together before, and I'm sharing this because I know this is not something I'm alone in, is that I was parented to believe that putting myself first was selfish.
Yeah, me too.
And so for my entire life until this very moment, I have put myself second when it comes to things like I need to be there for the other.
Yeah.
But I've never made it a priority to be there for me.
Exactly. I'm going through exactly the same thing, like all my abandonment stuff from my childhood. And my big epiphany was, oh my God, all these years I've abandoned myself. Like that's my go-to.
Same just thing abandon came up myself. For me this week. I'm like, oh my God, I've never prioritized myself. Oh my God.
Yeah.
And you know what? It's normal because this antiquated way of seeing or conditioning, I guess, around this focus on self being selfish is so wrong, but it's so, so rife.
Yeah, exactly. Well, you know, it's the way, again, like I don't want to be overly conspiracy theorist, but it's the way we are conditioned to be obedient. Because if we walk through life unconsciously thinking that our role is to serve the other and put other people first, then we're easily manipulated because we don't listen to ourselves. We don't trust ourselves. We don't maintain our own power because we give it all away. We think something else is more valuable, right? Or something else knows more or blah, 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 blah. So I think that that's what's so important, that this is this time that it's not freaking selfish. It's important. In fact, we're moving towards this new paradigm that this individual energy is going to be the governing energy. So this old energy of, you know, man, woman, marriage, you know, community, tribe, town, country, whatever, all of that is falling apart. You know, we're all coming together as like we are moving towards this more oneness, this equality, but it's not we're all like, yeah, we're just going to love each other and give all everything we can to everyone else. It's actually counterintuitive. It's like, yeah. Oh, I'm going to fill myself up. I'm going to be there for me. I'm going to love, trust, and accept myself. Because yeah. then when we have that internal experience, that internal energy, that's who we are on the inside, then that's what we manifest on the outside. And then we don't put unresourceful expectations on the other. Yeah. Because what we're doing in so many cases is that we're just, because we don't think we're important on the inside, we treat other people like we don't think they're important on the outside. But that's yes. it's not them, it's us. It's because yeah. we're not there for us. But the moment that we're there for ourselves, we get it. We get that this is what being supported feels like. This is what I need. And then that becomes a part of our being and then ultimately our doing. And that's how we give to the other. But we have to come first.
Yeah. Preach.
Yeah. I do that. Rant.
But it's like, yes, hell yes. And wake up, everybody.
Let's do it.
Yeah. Okay. Let's keep moving. And then we move into the 58, which is joy, fulfillment. Beautiful energy that kind of comes through if you're holidaying around what we call Christmas, least yep. major thing in most parts of the world, the 58 comes through. So what I think is really cool about this energy in the lead up to the new year is it really asks us to prioritize fulfillment versus joy. When you get deeper into it, it's like, I mean, I'm always carrying on about this, but happiness is fleeting. Mm. Moments of joy are moments of joy. But when you actually do work in the world that fills your soul, that creates yeah. a positive impact, that is on purpose, talking about purpose,
yeah.
that's last. That's when true fulfillment happens. And I think that's the priority and more of this,
please. I love that. I love that. You know, in my mental health journey, when I was still healing my depression and panic disorder, once I recovered my what I thought was happiness, I actually redefined it because I was like, but even on a bad day, even on a sad day, even on a day that I'm, you know, operating from my trauma, I'm still happy. And I think that maybe it is that fulfillment piece or it's something different. Like I redefined it because you're right. Yeah. Like happiness can be really fleeting and often it's a very passive place because it's like, you know, something out there has to happen so that you feel happy. Whereas yeah. fulfillment, or if you redefine happiness like I did, like it yeah, was an internal, that way, yeah. an internal feeling for me, that shitty things can happen on the outside, but I can still be happy on the inside. That is what I think is so incredibly important. That's what we need to focus
yeah.
on. And yeah, we are 2 line 5 sitting here talking to you about this, and impact is massive for us. Like right. we want to give you guys everything. We want to have an impact. We want to take everything that we've learned and we want to universalize it. We want you guys to pick it up and run with it so we can all have a big impact.
100%. And to finish this conversation, the thing that I kind of play with myself is, the more fulfilled I am, the higher my happiness baseline.
Yep.
I'm still going to be sad. I'm still going to have my trauma coming up, but the baseline is higher. So that's kind of how we wrap up the beautiful year in the sun placements of the transits. The other thing we were going to talk about is what's happening with Mercury. Well, this month we've had a bit of retrograde. We've also had... Yeah, we've also had the same gates that we've just been talking about kind of going forward and then backwards, so the same themes. So it's very aligned and attuned to the conversation we've already had. We've had a big focus has been on the 11, the 10, and the 58. That's what's really been coming up and that's what's been moving in and out of Mercury. So this means, this is the conversations, this is the connection we're having with people. And it's also, I think, with retrograde showing up, it's okay to slow down. Things aren't breaking because they're broken. It's just yeah. causing us to slow ourselves down as we prioritize, at least during this window of time, this nurturing, kind of more moving into, okay, let's have a break, let's really come back to self, let's do the self-love, the fulfillment, and then recalibrate as we move into the new year energy.
Yeah, I love that. And the thing that I just want to highlight again is this, you know, we spoke about this when we were talking about, okay, what are we going to talk about?
Yeah.
This Mercury piece, and that instead of it being all about, you know, technology just fucking up, it's so much more than that. You know, Mercury is the planet of communication. And when we were talking about it, there was a real light bulb for me because I'm like, yeah, it's so much more prominent for me in my experience. That this is a time that I have the conversation over, like something that I think I'd sorted isn't sorted, and I have the conversation again. And one of the things that I've really experienced recently is like, instead of having the same conversation over and over again, because clearly Mercury wants us to learn, move on, up level, raise our consciousness, have a better conversation each time, is exactly that. You know, like watching old patterns, you know, I've been seeing my six play out, you know, like that, the shadow of conflict, like I just want to be connected. So I'm going to create conflict instead of going, I want to be connected. So I'm actually going to sit and listen to you and have a conversation. And from that place, I notice with this retrograde how every conversation I'm having, especially in one particular area of my life, is like every time, even though I might be talking about the same topic, every time we talk about it, it up levels, you know, it's like a higher consciousness version. So that's something I think with Mercury, we really want to focus on, especially in the retrograde. Let's not worry about the tech shit fucking up because that just happens, but let's focus more on the communication. I think that is really powerful.
Yeah, I love that. And to wrap up kind of the December in review, perfect segue into what's Jupiter been up to. So Jupiter's in the 27.
Oh, I love it.
So these conversations that are nurturing, that are loving, that are self, the energy of like nurturing self, not just showing up for others, but having strong boundaries and, you know, being.
And that
clear.
prosperity comes from nurturing, you know, not hustling, from nurturing. I love that. That's also a really big theme for me at the moment.
Yes. And, you know, when we talk about prosperity and Jupiter and, you know, let's throw the 55 in there as well when we talk about abundance, all of these words are not just about money.
Mm.
They really are about this optimal state of expression, whether that is health, well-being, more freedom, creating better boundaries, I think is a huge part of this as well. They're all all wrapped up in, okay, well, this energy that's showing up right now and the 27 is in Jupiter both in December and in January. Know that this is a time for nourishing your community, yourself. It's a time for nurture, not go, go, go. And it's that is actually going to set you up for more abundance, whatever that means for you.
Yeah, I love that. And I think that this is all of us, you know, that are definitely, what's the word, like recovering hustlers, because I would definitely call myself a recovering hustler.
Yeah.
You know, for those of us that really are, at every level, committed to this thing that I love, like the lazy entrepreneur, do less, receive more. Like the less I do, the more impact I have. Like that is my goal. That's where I'm headed. But I'm still this recovering hustler. And that nurturing piece, you know, and I don't know how many times the universe has been so obvious about, because the amount of times that I've gone, well, screw you, universe, I'm just going to do nothing. I'm going to go over here. I don't care what you do anymore. And instantly, the moment I put my feet up and I don't care anymore, that's when things come in and there's nothing to be done, you know?
Yeah.
So maybe this is really that time for us to just deeply trust that the nurturing is where our wealth and prosperity and abundance is coming from.
Could not agree more. And, you know, like you, I completely relate to this recovering hustler. It's like, it's hard to really freaking love what you do and be so motivated. There's a lot of that in me. So motivated and driven and passionate, and also have really healthy work-life balance. I find it hard.
Same. Yeah, same. And, you know, like I've burnt myself out in the advertising industry. you know, in a place where I didn't feel like I was really inspired and motivated, burnt myself out in that environment. But I've burnt myself out in this business because I love it. And I'm just like, honestly, let's be honest, just a little bit fucking addicted to it. So, you know, that's really learning that piece. Like this year has been so much better. 2023, I've been so much better. And 2024, you know, it's even less. Like it's even more putting my feet up. But again, like Nikki called me out on it. She was like, dude, like it sounds like it doesn't sound like it's safe in your head to do nothing. And I'm like, shit, but gate 40 is my earth. Like I have to master this doing nothing thing. So I get it.
Yeah. And even right now, you know, like we're a couple of days from Christmas and I have been so in conversation with myself that I am not going to work for 2 weeks. It's going to be no work. And then you know, today I found myself saying, well, it's not actually Christmas for a couple of days. So it's okay if I work tomorrow.
Yeah. Oh my God. Yeah. Bargaining with yourself. God. Yeah. It's a no. It's a freaking no. Take a freaking holiday. Like literally, I'm having holidays.
When will the holiday start is the new question.
Yeah. I love it.
But I really feel that this is important. And it's a good conversation for us to have because I know we're not alone and and to hear you say that it's been those times when you've really pulled back that you've had some
positive growth. It's when I have the biggest, like where the fuck did that come from? Breakthrough, money drop in, clients drop in.
Yeah.
You know, like it's, and again, like my core talent is the 43. So it's like, you'd think I would know by now, you know, just trusting that I'm just like, okay, I'm out. And then allowing it to come in because we manifest our frequency. We manifest who we think we are, our identity, the person, the energy that we're constantly vibrating, right? And we talk a lot, there's a lot of, you know, kind of buzzwords, but at the end of the day, how you feel is what you create. It's really that simple. So if you're feeling burnt out, run down, you know, time poor, because that's always my classic, either these are my go-to sentences, I don't have time for that, or I'm too tired. You know, like, if I'm feeling that,
I'm manifesting more of that.
Yeah, exactly, right? So these are the things that we want to be conscious of. Nurturing is the place that we can start to feel great again and manifest more of what we want. Instead of the whole, like, almost like dirty manifestation, like, oh, that's the best I've got. That's the best I can do. Like, you know, stuff that we need to look after ourselves.
Yeah. So permission to everybody listening to really connect into this truth that when you are in a place of nurture, nourishment, looking after yourself, that you are setting yourself up for massive breakthroughs.
Yes, you are. Bring it on.
You are. Yes,
so let's talk 2024. Let's kick it
off. Let's do it. So things are interesting big picture moving into 2024. Like we're getting close to the new paradigm. We're only a few years away from that. Uranus is in Taurus and has been for 4 years. And so that shifts moving into 2027, which I find very interesting.
I feel like Taurus energy, and I'm pretty sure it isn't because I know the 37 is Pisces. I don't know what the 40 is, but because I feel like the 37-40 is very Taurian energy. Like, and it is that one of the – and I'm pretty confident that it's not actually as defined by the human design chart, but it's that very – I don't know. Like I feel like it's been – a lot of the overarching old paradigm, crosser planning.
It's a very stubborn, set in its way, fixed type of energy.
Yeah.
And I think it has proven to be very disruptive if you look at what we've been experiencing over the last.
It was great to you know, like it was brilliant in its day. It's just that the last part of this era, this 400 years, probably like what the last even 50 years or so, it's just like, this shit's not working anymore.
Yeah. And so we're really kind of coming into the last couple of years of that. So that kind of disruption, which we're in, we're really in it. We're in the disruption. It's not going to be like a line in the sand on the end of 2026. It's now is really what we're living through, bigger picture. Other interesting things that are around Uranus is the gates in the human design chart. So We are in gate 23 through until June.
Mm-hmm.
So disruption is more in the thinking mind. It's more in the,
because it's that whole like, you know, like that breaking, because the shadow of the 43. So if the 23 is there, we've got the whole channel, right? But this is all about deafness, you know, like I don't want to hear it. And this is a lot of what I'm working on right now, is that if you have one of the deafness gates, the 23, the 43, the 38, the 39, like we are people who are harder to condition, which is great in one aspect, but they're not so great in other aspects because we can't take shit on and we can't recondition as quickly. So I feel like that's also, if that's what we're kind of kicking off, that's great. Yeah. Like let's break these old, really hard to break patterns in the mind. Yeah. Let's get rid of them.
Yeah. Well, I think what I love about what changes mid-year is it moves into the eight. So it's almost like we go into this, like, well, the way I see it at least is it's all like the thinking and the processing and the assimilation essentially. But then it moves into, well, how do we make a bigger contribution?
Yeah, I love that. And our own way, you know, I think the gift for the Gene Keys, the gift of the eight is style. You know, and I always think of a swagger when I think of the eight, you know, like it's this is me, this is who I am. You know, the eight's also the like the reluctant leader, because they're not leading anyone. They're just leading themselves. They're like, here I am. This is me. This is how I show up. This is what I look like. This is what I feel like. You can follow me if you want, but if you don't, I don't care. It's just a beautiful energy. I love the eight.
So I kind of love this journey that we're going from the 23 to the 8. It's almost like I don't know, I feel like it's more inward and then it's this outer, right, how are we doing this, people? How are we actually making the change?
Yeah, and it's a throat gate, so it's all about the manifestation of it. It's great.
Yeah, so that's the big picture. Some of the other things going on in January from an outer planet perspective, well, we talked about we're still in the 27 when it comes to Jupiter. Other things that I thought were really worth sharing is the nodes. So the south node in January is the 51.
Woo.
Yeah, it's like wake up energy.
Yeah, but the north node is massive, hitting me at the moment. Yeah, keep going.
Yeah, the north node is 57. So really beautiful place of intuition.
Yeah. I feel like the 51 is such a, I mean, I've got 51 in my Chiron and I'm now coming into my Chiron right now. Like I'm about to turn 49. So it's getting in that direction. And this, the freaking lower frequencies, like all these, like the competition piece and that sort of thing. I'm just like, I'm so sick of it. I feel like it's been kind of all over the place and I'm like, I'm not interested. Comparisonitis, competition. I'm so not interested, you know, but again, I feel like I can feel that theme there. But I love the intuition piece, and the intuition piece is cool as well. I can't remember the exact date, but I think it's April that Heather Ivany actually starts teaching all the intuition stuff in HDX. That's all in alignment.
Yeah, and I think the other thing is just to think around this, I guess, duality, this like a wake-up shaking type of shock energy, but almost seeing the high frequency of the 57 as the gift, which is getting out of that and into, know what's my intuition telling me here now.
Yeah, I love that. And you know, it is the 51 in its resourceful side is exactly that. Like it's the shock you need to initiate you from the ego to spirit. You know, it's that journey from ego to spirit. So let's do that.
Let's do that. Let's do that. Moving into what's happening on in the sun world, what's the big dominant themes we're playing with? So it's interesting and also unsurprising that we move from this more nurturing 10, 58, love, joy, and then it's like new year, go time. New year, we're gonna like start with the big visions. We're going to come in with the 54, which is going to have all this like, 38 and then 54 is the first couple of weeks. So we have this like fighting energy. But I think if we contemplate that more deeply, it's a time of thinking what is worth fighting for.
Exactly. That's exactly what I was thinking. You know, it's like this is the beginning of the year. What is worth fighting for? You know, am I fighting for something that I've been told or conditioned to fight for? Or am I really fighting for something that my heart and soul are aligned to? I love that.
Absolutely. Yeah. And I think that that is, you know, alongside the what is going to be fulfilling, which is coming into the new year with that 58 energy, it's also, and what am I so fired up about that I'm really passionate about fighting for? What's worth creating? What's worth saving? Yeah. So I think that's some beautiful energy for everybody as they think about what they're moving into in the year ahead. Setting those big visions, but from a space as well of igniting something, like igniting and activating self.
Yeah, I love that. And you know, the other thing that just came up for me with the 38, I always remember this because when I unpacked Alison Charles's chart, she has the 38. I can't remember off the top of my head, but it's like her personality sun or something. It's a big freaking player. And in the 38 is this shaman energy, you know. It's where the connection to you know, spirit and totem animals and the animal plane and all of those things lives as well. So I would encourage you, like, connect to your spirit animals. Like, I actually have her book with me all the time, so if I whatever animal I see out on my walk or whatever, I'm like, just checking in what medicine I'm getting today. So maybe it's a time as well just to be really connected in to that shaman within, and maybe what the animal spirits and the animal medicine is coming your way.
So good. Awesome. And then we go from there into the 54, marrying maiden, but I really think of this energy as ambition.
Yeah. It's a powerhouse. Oh, my God. Yeah. It's such a powerhouse.
Yeah. So, again, the first two weeks of the year, it's like, go. We've done all the nurturing. Yeah, the 27's still playing a role at the bigger level, but there's this real go at the beginning of the year. But then mid-month, I think it pulls back a little bit. We get into the 61, we get into the 61 and then the 60. So more creative, more mystic. It feels like you set the big goals and you get really fired up about them, and then you move into, okay, now let's pull back and have a think about.
Yeah, I love that. And I always remember the 61. I think it's Karen Curry Parker that said it, but it's what, why, and how. I always remember that. I think that's the head gates, what, why, and how. And so the 61 is always like, why? So maybe it's a time, like, because often we settle our big visions, we do all of those things, and the mind is getting really involved. And what I'm hearing as you're talking through it is like, and then it's a time to almost go, why am I doing this? Am I aligned to this? Does it feel like, is my heart in on this? Why? Why specifically? As Simon Sinek would say, it starts with why.
Yeah, starts with why.
Yeah.
And then when you think about the 60, this is really about the how. So what structures am I going to put in place to make this happen? That. Yeah, so it all just beautifully sets us up, as human design does, you know.
It's just, Do you know, just as incredible. You say that about the 60, I've just had a big aha moment. And, again, I'm pretty confident you would have witnessed a lot of the resistance of what I'm about to say, but one of the biggest challenges I had early in my business was structure. Like, you know, I was like, I hate it. I don't want to do it. Da, da, da. And I tell everyone, like, this is, you have to lean into the thing that you don't want to do, because the moment I lent in to the structures of my business and I was just like, fuck it, I have to do it, whatever, was that it was just after that that I hired Taylor. So, of course, now all the structures of my business are done by someone else, but I first had to fully commit to the structures.
Yeah.
And just to top it off, I actually have the 60 in my personality Mars. So it's a structure is a big player for me. Like, it's a big lesson. I'm like, yeah, it's a big fucking lesson. I get that.
It's such a big life lesson. And I'm like you, it's not something that I want to do. It's like, structure to me feels like admin.
Yeah.
But and like constrictive. But like you, and life lesson here for anyone that is wanting to grow, you can't grow without the structure in place to set you up for growth. You just can't. Absolutely. You just fall flat on your face.
Yeah. Or you just burn yourself out. You know, that was my experience. Definitely just burnt myself out. And it's funny, like, in retrospect, Even though we had a lot of, from once Taylor came on board, you know, there was a lot more structure, but now in retrospect, we're putting a lot more structure back in. Like before we walked the Camino this year, Taylor literally had to take the contents of her brain and put it all into a thing called Notion.
I would hate to do that.
Oh my God. Yes. So she wrote all the standing operation practices for all the back end of the business.
Treat me now.
I know, right? But the thing is, it's like at the same time, and this is almost like the 60, like if you resist it, you know, you can't do the next part. So the next part, so she did that. She took her entire brain, turned it all into standard operation, also operating practices, which means that step by step, how to run the back end of the business. Then we hired Sherelle, who's our EA, who's freaking amazing.
Awesome.
We hired her. She started and then we left for Spain 3 days later. She did everything from those SOPs while we were away. Like Taylor didn't need to check in. I didn't need to check in. It was freaking amazing. So I kind of feel like that story is really coming through for all of your resisting structure in your business.
Yeah.
And when the 60s here, like get on it, because the 60 of the energy of the 60, your mind might resist structure, but if the energy of the 60 is there, is this background energy, use it. Be like, cool, okay, I've got all this extra energy to create these structures right now. Let's just do it. Even though I don't want to do it.
You know, it shows up in January for a reason. It's like if you are going to have a year of growth, you have to slow down and put the systems in place to allow for that.
That's exactly right. That's exactly right. Like we've just – and. For all of you entrepreneurs out there that are earning similar amount of money, I'm about to really embarrass myself publicly, but I'm going to do it anyway. We've officially done our first ever 90-day plan. Officially done it.
It's congratulations. Not yet,
but it's our first one. Like, you know, like, yeah, it was. We were a bit late to the party, but it doesn't matter. We got there in the end.
It's all good. It's all good. Look at you go.
I mean. Right.
Who knows what's going to happen this year in your business?
Exactly. Well, it's going to be epic. I'm going, oh. I really want to have a numerology reading. I haven't had it done. A lot of my friends are into it. And Jess Barbaco said to me at the beginning of this year, she's like, oh, you're in a 9 year. So things are ending and you're closing. And I'm like, that is really what this year has been about. Like,
yeah.
I'm really excited about this next cycle, but there's a lot of closing. There's, you know, a lot of loss and grief and things going away to make space for the new. But that, like, same deal. I'm like really excited. We've got our first 90-day plan and it's like foundations are just around the corner of 1 year. I'm excited. I'm super excited.
That's so good. And speaking of this, well, what happens next in the transits is we move into gate 41, which is all about contracting as we move into the new year in the human design system.
Yeah. Yeah. And I feel like the, you know, that 41 energy as well is like that visionary energy, right?
Yeah.
It's that starting to be able to, or that ability to dream. And I think a lot of what we've been talking about is this balance between being able to dream and the practicality of actually doing the shit you got to do to make the dream come true. So I feel like there's a good balance of that in there.
It really flows on, doesn't it? It really flows nicely through into that. Okay, so we're here now, we've got the systems in place, we're ready, and yet we're not quite going to go. We have to recalibrate again before we go into the new beginning.
Yes, I love that word recalibrate, because as you were speaking, that's exactly what I was thinking about. Because, you know, being a, like my background being performance coaching, right? I would, you know, we do things in a certain way as a performance coach. We work out what our goal is and we work backwards. But if we just look at these transits, it's almost like we go, we create the structure, then we look at the dream, and it seems like it's all a little bit back to front, or we ask why after we've already created. But it's not. It's about this recalibration piece. Like with the mind, we can set out and start to plan and set up and do the things. Then when we've got the things, it's time to recalibrate. It's time to go, right, does this really feel like
our vision? Let's really pause now.
Exactly. And really be like, is this true and aligned? Because I think this is something that we learned last year, that we did all this planning for this year. And then we went, okay, we need to sit back and this is actually what we want to do. You know, and it felt really uncomfortable. Like, what do you mean? Do you know how much effort we've just put into all of this? But really being able to to relook at things. And we've done a lot of planning for next year, but we will not, nothing will be final until, crazily, of course, until the end of January. That's when we'll actually decide exactly what's happening.
Of course, that's when it's going to happen. But, you know, there's also this piece of strategy before planning. And I think this is a watch out as well. It's like you can plan all the amazing things in the world, but if you don't come from a place of intention around the strategic piece, then you won't execute it. It will be disjointed. So I think this is probably part of this phase. It's like, what's the strategy here? What is the bigger initiatives that the plan hangs off? Yeah. This is a time to do that kind of thinking.
Yeah. Oh my God. You just took me back to the days at Clemenger. You know, like literally thinking about, you know, strategy, planning, then buying, like, crazy.
Yeah. You know, our overlapping lives. Exactly. And then the last gate of January is the 19. So I think this is a beautiful energy. It's very service oriented. It's a little bit gentler than where we've been for the rest of January. And I think it asks us to think about others.
Yeah. Yeah, and the needs of others. And I love that too, because if we've done, because the question then could become that we've done all the planning, we've recalibrated, we've thought about it, we've felt into it, and then it's almost like the 19 comes along and we just ask the question, okay, so does what I've created meet the needs of my audience, my family, my friends, whatever it is, right? Yeah, I love that.
Fun fact, we did connect in on this before the podcast, that occasionally I might throw in which celebrity personal brand was born under a gate when I am having a moment of you can't make this stuff up. Oprah Winfrey, born under the 19. And when you really go diving into this in the Gene Keys and get to know it intimately, it's just so her.
Oh my God, so much. Like, because the 19 is all about communication through frequency, the sensitivity of being able to communicate through every single frequency. And she's absolutely that, you know, like without ever being her mind ever needing or her mind ever being able to know what we need.
Yeah.
She just was attracted to, you know, what was that book like? The seed of the soul, you know, like all of these things that were a little bit out there, yet she was so mainstream and, or she is so mainstream, just bringing all the things of what I suppose the light workers and the leaders and all of us that were a bit ahead of the game really needed, for us to connect to our deepest frequency and, you know, what's going on in the world.
Yeah. So if you also happen to be born under the 19, you share this with Oprah and have a think about what that means for your personal brand and how you show up in the world. So that's the wrap on January. We will briefly touch on Mercury, but because of the retrograde, it's like repeating everything all over again. So we're back into the 11, the 10, the 58. Early January, we might be in go time, but we're not. It's not a time to communicate. That is how I would frame this up for you. It's more like that getting ready to communicate it. And then when we hit the end of the month, that's when we get the 38 and the 54 moving into Mercury. That's when it goes direct and we're going to communicate.
Oh, I love that, because it makes me think of, you know, it's like 90-something percent, so it's all types plus emotional manifestors that are here to respond. And one of the things we have so much, challenge with is just slowing the fuck down and waiting until we have something to respond or an invitation or something like that. And that's what this feels like to me. Like, let's think about the retrograde times in a much more resourceful way, as in, all right, let's just wait. Let's do the work. Let's not jump the gun. Let's not put the offer out there before we actually like, is this my dream?
The clarity first.
Yeah, exactly. I love that. So powerful.
Yeah. And then, you know, once you've been through the mid-month and you're working with the more creativity and you're getting the structures in place, and then the new year for human design fires up with the 41, then you move into those stronger energies and it's time to start communicating.
Yeah. I love that.
And that's a wrap. That is a wrap on the news of the transits.
Well, thank you so much, Yvette. This has been super fun. Loved having you here.
Thanks.
Thank you, everyone, for listening along. Thank you, Jenny, for being so incredible and, you know, really paving this way for us. And for those of you out there, as we go down this new path, we trust that you got what you needed from today and that you are as excited as we are just to see where this goes and how it evolves. And I hope you really enjoyed our conversation today as much as we did. Thanks, everyone. I love you and I look forward to having you on the next podcast. Thanks again, Yvette. Bye for
now. Bye.
Thanks, everyone, for being here all the way to the end of the podcast. I hope you got lots of value out of it. I certainly had a lot of fun doing it. Could I please ask that you share this podcast with friends if you found it valuable? And also, bonus points, could you leave a review for me as well on Apple? It would be greatly appreciated. If at any point you would like to be on the podcast or you've got questions that you'd like me to discuss on the podcast, by all means, get on my socials and DM me. Everything you need is there in the show notes. Have an awesome day. Bye for now.